recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. That judge is going to mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. So we love that about you, right, Drew?
Yeah, we do.
What's going on with you, man?
So, thinking about a bunch of things here.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about you last week, didn't I, about the condom use and millennials and all that stuff? I was all bothered by that.
We were talking, yes.
I may not have talked about the condom thing per se, though, did I?
Oh, we were talking about millennials and STDs and condoms and stuff. Yes,
but I did I had a couple of shows with a bunch of millennials, like 100 or more, and
at once or one, did you file them through?
No, there was like one where I had like 20, and another where I had like 100, and each time I was talking about STIs and they're on the increase, and I talked about safe sex. Whenever I mentioned safe sex, their eyes would just glaze over. And so at one point I go, yeah, condoms, you guys? And they sort of looked at me and I said, raise your hands. How many people are using condoms? What percentage are you feeling? I think I asked you this last week. Zero using condoms. Zero. So since then I've been sort of listening to people's cry for bringing back Loveline in some fashion. And now there seems to be need again. Like the STIs are up again. We don't have an HIV epidemic, but we've got infectious diseases.
STI, that's a Subaru.
Sexually transmitted infections.
Oh, it just gets...
STDs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's not move STDs. Around. There's, right. I got too many initials in
okay,
my head.
STDs. So I'm trying to think of some way to bring something Loveline-esque back. And it, it's
well,
hard.
That's interesting because I literally earlier today had a conversation with somebody about that.
Yeah.
And...
Do you want to try to do it together? Do you want?
Yeah, well, I'd like to get a pro this time. Is Dr.
Fuck
Bruce
you. Fuck you.
Available? No. Yes. Yes. No. No. What I'm saying is I spoke to somebody earlier today, and he had some thoughts about Loveline.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I said, I think the timing is good.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything like – there's tons of like financial shows.
Yeah.
Or shows for entrepreneurs or something like that. But this thing has gone the way of the dodo. And I think we've sort of assumed that, technology fixed it all.
Well, not fixed it all, but they have plenty of resources out there. They can find what they want. But turns out it seems to make things worse. And surprise, surprise.
I also think there's a lot of this needs to be talked out
yes.
and not looked up.
Yes. Wow. Please, everybody, we need some sort of sound that marks that wisdom.
Yeah, so
other than the sniff.
I started talking a little bit about doing it in a different way and kind of coming back.
But
were
you talking about television or something?
I don't know. Like, you could put it on Crackle or something.
Well, that's what I was
that's
thinking.
The whole thing.
What if
I don't
we do
know.
It on Snapchat or something or somewhere?
Whatever. I mean, yes, good.
We got to
figure
think
it
of
out.
I'm trying to. Okay, so you want to do it if I figure it out. Just that we need more time commitments. Fantastic. But it seems like something we could do for a couple hours and probably be done for the week, maybe. Right?
Well, here's why it's doable, because I have studio space here that I can create. It's no big deal to put. I thought to myself when I was talking to this person about Loveline, 2.0.
Yeah.
And I started thinking like. Yeah, when I would go, I remember a time or two, you've probably done this, like Andy Cohen show. And have you ever done an Andy Cohen show?
Yeah.
And when I did it, it was filmed in a mop closet.
Oh, yeah, still.
Still is.
As far as I know, it still is.
Yeah, it was just a room half the size of this room. There were cameras, but I don't think they were cameramen. Maybe they just were mounted or something. I don't want to say robotic, but I just mean like hard mounted on the wall kind of thing.
And there are 20 people on the floor, essentially.
Maybe
the audience.
Maybe 8 people on the floor, and I don't think it was 20.
Yeah.
And the room wasn't that big. And then the stuff was sort of laid out and done. And there's monitors and put a little bar and stuff like that. But you don't need Desilu Productions anymore.
No.
You can just get into a smallish area and kind of
knock
it out.
To really take it down, you could do the whole thing on an iPhone. And without lighting. Your iPhone can adjust to it.
Right, but we don't need to do that.
I'm just saying that's how contained everything is.
If we're trapped on an island with no equipment, we could.
Well, but if we're doing Snapchat, I don't know. Maybe that's how you. I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Anybody has any ideas, contact us. Let us know. Educate us. Help us.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe your squad here knows something. Mm-hmm. These guys are pretty good.
I sort of kicked their tires and thumped their melons.
Yeah.
No.
Nothing came out.
Now.
Yeah.
You want good sushi at a reasonable price?
They know.
I'm just asking.
How about a hang gliding trip to Peru?
No, zip line.
Zip line to Peru, I mean. That's what I meant.
No. All right. What do we got over here? I'll tell you about but I like where your head's at, Drew.
Yeah,
and
good.
It's kind of interesting that literally earlier today I was talking about I was talking about us, but I was also saying there should be a love line.
Well,
I don't know
because that's what's in the vapors right now. I've talked about it. It's been coming my way spontaneously a lot.
All right.
So it's sort of time.
Well, let me tell you about LifeLock. New FBI report citing internet crime complaints with losses over $1.4 billion. The two crimes reported were non-payment, non-delivery, and personal data breaches. Nearly 2,000 complaints were about ransomware. So many threats in today's digital world. And I told you, thieves are lazy. They don't want to leave the house. They want to rip off your money and your information. They want to do it from their love seat. Why kick in a door? You could get bit by a dog. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now includes the power of Norton Security for added protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help protect against identity theft. Like your info, and you don't want it sold on the dark web. Norton helps protect against online threats like ransomware. If you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you're not going to have it, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft, but new LifeLock, where Norton Security can uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Join now, and for the first year, get an additional 10% off the low starting price of $7.99 a month. That's right. That's nothing. Plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com, enter promo code Adam. That is promo code Adam.
All right. Let's see. Let's talk to Jim, 50, St. Louis. Jim?
Hey, get it on, guys.
Get it on, man. What's going on?
Well, you were talking about Loveline. I'd love to see Dr. Drew bring back Celebrity Rehab. I love that show.
Yeah, I've sort of brought that up a little bit, too. I don't know why people don't want to do it. By people, I mean VH1. I don't get it, but I would be happy to do it. There certainly are accumulated a little group of people that we could help.
Happening, Jim?
So the reason that I'm calling, it's a follow-up call. I talked to you guys about 6 months ago, and I called Adam asking you for advice on a midlife crisis car. And thinking about $75,000 to $100,000. And so I ended up getting a car, and I wanted to get your take on what I got because I didn't get the R8 that you had originally recommended.
Ooh, that would have been nice.
I ended up deciding that I wanted to spend a little bit less money than I had originally thought. So,
good.
But I used a lot of your logic as far as looking and not buying a brand new car. I still wanted an exotic car. So I was really tickled when I started checking out the Lotus brand. And I ended up buying a 2013 Lotus Evora S.
Can I predict what you're going to say?
Hmm.
Because you've been looking at those Lotuses for 15 years and talking about they're light, they're good, they're not that expensive. I remember you we saw them at a car show, you and I, a decade ago, and you thought that's good value, you said, as I recall. Yeah.
Mm.
So
mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Oops. We'll see what your actual thoughts are.
So, yeah.
Jim, the preliminary brush is based on his history. He's going to like this. Let's see what he says.
Continue, Jim. You got the Vores. I'm picturing it in a blue.
Good guess. I actually just
Gary, you put
picture.
It up.
It's sort of a metallic charcoal colored.
Yeah. See, they're all blue. It's nice.
Oh, there. Ooh, that is nice.
Yeah. Yeah. That thing's got.
I'm not as excited as I was hoping.
It's got a Toyota power plant.
Is that true?
Supercharger.
Yeah.
Yes,
what's wrong with that? It lasts forever.
Listen, exactly. Mr. Practicality, he called with a midlife crisis car, not sensible transportation to get my kids to and from preschool.
Is it not quick enough or fast enough?
It's all right. The original
it's cool.
one.
It's cool looking.
It's not exactly cranking out the horsepower.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's making shade right around 300 or 278 or something. Like it, then maybe came with a different. There maybe was original and then an S. I don't know.
Yeah, the S is the supercharger on it. It's pulling about 345 horse, and it's less than 3,000 pounds. So it's it does.
Lotuses handle really nicely. And I like a Lotus. They're sort of a weird car, but I like Lotuses a lot. What did it sticker for, and what'd you pay for it?
It stickered for $80,000, brand new, and I paid $50,000 on the nose.
And how many miles?
20,000.
And it was a couple years old?
It's 2013, so it's 5 years old.
Do you believe the mileage when it's like that?
No one cares about the mileage. Okay. The reason you'll never get the mileage they say you'll get is because you never drive it.
Mileage on the car.
Oh, 20,000? Yeah, it's not a daily driver for a lot of people. Okay. It's got 295 in the torque. It's 440 to 60. It's quick. 178. It's not high top speed, but it's about handling. It's V6. Still engine made by Toyota with a supercharger on it. I'm just saying, if I'm going midlife crisis, I'm going exotic. I went V10 and Audi. But it's a good car. It's a good handling car. It's a little sterile in its own kind of way. Like, it's not, you know, midlife crisis. This was being... Hold on a second.
What?
If you pitch to me, I'm having a midlife crisis, I'm looking for a car, I'm going to give you a car.
Right.
If you say... I'm an enthusiast. I want something I can have some fun with in the canyon and maybe do a track or autocross day. I want something that's going to work. You know, it's not going to overheat. It doesn't have to have gobs of horsepower, be exotic, but I want to be balanced and whatever. Then I would say the Evora. I'm not a big fan of, but it's like, it's solid. But if you come to me with midlife crisis, I'm giving you a different, that's the car I was setting you up for. This is not midlife crisis. This is I'm a pretty sensible dude who wants some spirited, but mature, you know, not reckless driving. I don't mean reckless. I mean reckless in spending. Jim, is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think, yep. I think you hit the nail on the head, actually. So the background was when I called you originally, I was in the process of selling my own pirate ship. And this was kind of the carrot that I dangled out there as something that I was going to carve out for me. Whenever we actually got the company sold, so and then when it all happened, I looked at it and I thought about it, and I thought $50,000 was a more sensible number to spend on a Sunday car than 90.
I don't know, Jim. I'm not far be it from me to rain on your pirate parade, but I feel like you could have got that Audi R8 cheaper than 90. I feel like you could have got a $70,000 one. Still more than what you paid.
I shopped a lot, and the other thing that I thought was I liked the Toyota power plant because of the fact that I think it's going to be more reliable. I'm not quite a wrench turner like you are.
The cut of Jim's jib.
That's fine.
We like the cut of his jib. He's being sensible. He got it. Came into some money. He's going to invest it for his kids.
Midlife crisis car. That's all I'm saying. You have a midlife crisis. I got a car that's got a V6 Toyota in there. That's midlife crisis. I got a V6 Toyota power plant.
He made it through.
Max Bata, what's your engine configuration?
I think you're talking to Fondelier right now.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. It's a four.
You got a four? Gary, what do you... Oh, you got a straight? What do you got?
Turbocharged six.
Oh, V or straight? V? You having a midlife crisis?
No.
No. Listen... Hold on a second. Gary's a loser, and he has a V6 in his car, okay? All right.
You're fine, Jim.
With a turbo.
Hey, stamps.com, everybody. Speaking of being sensible, these days you get everything on demand, podcasts, whatever you want, information. Now you can get postage on demand with stamps.com. I think everyone's aware that you can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, with your computer and printer right at your own desk at your own home. Then just get the mail carrier to pick it up, click, print, mail, done. We use it here. I use it at home. We were early adopters in my household. And right now, you use the code ADS for up to $55 in free postage, a digital scale, and a four-week trial. And that scale You hook it up to your computer. You can weigh any package, any class of mail, and it will tell you the precise amount. You're not guessing. It's putting a certain amount of, you know, guessing the amount of postage that letter or package need. That digital scale will tell you all. Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, though, click the microphone at the top of the homepage. It's the right upper home, right in the corner there. It's a microphone. You click on it. Then you type in ADS, the promo code. That is stamps.com. Enter ADS for that free four-week trial, $55 postage, digital scale.
Got the four banger in that Honda, huh, man?
It's the Accord, baby.
They come with a six? They got to come with a six.
I mean, there's probably a model of it that does, but.
Hey, Jim.
Yes, sir.
I abide.
You abide by his position?
It's an interesting car.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting, too. I thought you would appreciate it being kind of a Nissan guy.
Yeah. Speaking of Nissan, I may have gone with a GTR that was about 4 or 5 years old.
No, yeah. So I went running with some GTRs, and this car holds up surprisingly well with those guys. They're a lot faster, but the Lotus will handle for them for sure.
No, I get it, but the point about having a midlife crisis is not hanging with guys in nicer cars. It's beating guys with nicer cars. Yes, Drew?
Beat them.
Good balance, though, and I like a finesse car. The story of Lotus is pretty an interesting story, Drew, if you ever look into it.
Really?
I mean, the guy who built...
The Lotuses.
Yeah, built race cars. Colin Chapman
was
the guy who built Lotus and just like built race cars, you know, and then became
a
company.
You're doing a doc on it?
Oh, who knows? I got too many docs to do. All right, let's see. I'm going to do... one on Jim about ignoring my advice about buying Audis. All right, let's see. Where are we? Line four over here. Has an 18-year-old son. Joe, Philadelphia.
Hi, guys.
What's going on, Joe?
Not too much. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Yeah. Well, so I'm calling you about my 18-year-old son, who seems to be kind of unabashedly and unapologetically a chronic pot smoker. And it's really gotten me pretty disturbed, and I'm pretty angry and upset about it and not quite sure what best approach.
It's hard to watch sometimes because many of these kids get affected in such a way that you can see what's happened to them, and it's not a good trajectory, right?
How do you
know?
Why unapologetically?
Well, because it's these days that's their drug, and it's natural urban. It's good for you. Like, what are you talking about?
I get it.
Solves everything.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I mean, but there seems like an element of payback or disrespect or something. The way you say it.
Yeah, it's a bit like before when I first caught him with paraphernalia, it was more about hey, I don't do that. That's my friend. But now it's like, yeah, I do. And in fact, he came back from a couple nights away with his buds, and he was sick, and I was concerned that he had, been taking other things. And so I actually tested him. I tested his urine and, for other things to see if he was taking anything else. And he said, it's just going to show THC, and that's it. And so he was like, well, that's okay. So it was sort of in my face,
Yeah, So, Joe, let's try to explore this a little bit. How much of this is pot, and how much of this is, I was a good dad to this kid. I deserve a little more respect than this.
I think it's a little of that. It's just, but on the other side, I'm concerned.
He's
I'm concerned
worried.
About,
about
you
it.
Know, about,
quite true.
having a chronic, chronic smoker who is, under the age of 25, and how it affects his brain.
Yeah,
he seems to be like demotivated.
Yeah,
and he used to be a very motivated kid, and I'm kind of concerned about that.
He's getting depressed, right? That comes next. Yeah, it's not everyone that gets this, but when they do, it can be very, very rough. The trajectory that this age group goes on, if they're and is there alcoholism in the family?
There is it. My father, yes.
All right.
I would say so, yeah.
All right. So we got to worry that this might be the beginning of a bigger addictive process.
He's living at home.
Yep.
His plan is to do what?
His plan is to go to college. He got accepted to college, and he will be going away. And, you know, he kind of says, hey, you know, I'm going to do what they do in college. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to start from scratch, but I'm still going to party. I'm still going to have a good time.
Yeah. So I think you can't stop this at a certain age, and other than becoming very harsh and withdrawing resources and, you know, putting him out on his own, that right. kind of thing. And, you know, forcing it is very difficult to do at this age group. The one thing you could do is get a therapist for him and sort of get a third party involved and start to work that way. So you can just start the process. So when there is an opportunity, which there will be down the road if this keeps going, you can sort of jump in. You can have sort of laid the groundwork, right?
Well, on the ball. What about the wife? What about mom?
Oh, she's really upset about it. She's not happy that we don't seem to have much control over this at this point. And, you know, as Drew was saying, you know, there's not much you can really do at this age to force things.
I guess, does he have, you can get the law involved in Pennsylvania, right?
Oh, yeah. He's not going to do that. Well, how far away is he going to college?
he is actually going pretty far away in that part of the reason is that we have family in the vicinity, you know, where he's going. So, you know, it's normally we weren't entertaining places that were that far away. But, you know, the fact is that, you know, we have family nearby and he's got that kind of support.
He's going to Humboldt State, so I wouldn't worry about it. He's going to UC Davis.
Nothing going on there.
Nothing going on. Joe, I don't know. I don't know what kind of relationship you guys have. I feel like this isn't about getting the law involved. I don't know if it's about a therapy thing. I feel like it's more like you and him go for a drive or something. And you basically quiet, Drew. And then you throw him in a river. Yeah. And then you make a clean break. No, like you say, look, my son is turning 12. I would hope that if this was his path at 18, I'd hope I'd be able to go, hey, man, look, your mom's not over the moon about it. I'm not over the moon about it. It's really, you know, we're not going to stop you. There's nothing we can do about it. You're going off to college. You're going to have to make some of your own decisions. One of the biggest things you're going to learn, though, above things you may learn at college, is this responsibility of doing whatever you want. I mean, it's going to have to apply to booze. It's going to have to apply to pot. It's going to apply to pastry. Like, you're just going to have to, if you want to smoke pot, you can smoke pot. If it gets into a situation where you're getting up in the morning and smoking pot and then going to class, it's going to be a long life and it's not going to be that successful. So I would hope that your trajectory, that your path is Saturday night party and Monday morning, you're all business. And I would also say that if it's more than that, I think we should discuss it because I'm all ears.
Yeah, but you're gonna need help. I'm telling you, the only thing I've seen sort of work is getting professional.
I don't know what the problem is at this point.
What do you mean?
Well, at this point, he went away with some of his friends and they smoked pot.
No. He said he's seeing a trajectory, like he's getting unmotivated.
Well, he's a concerned dad who's. Doesn't like any of it, but I don't know how.
So you're not seeing what I'm saying, which may be right. I thought he's saying that this is like becoming an issue where it's going all the time.
I don't know.
Yeah, so, I see it as being it seems to be chronic. It seems to be, you know, frequent, and some of the things that he seemed to get excited and motivated about in the past. He seems to have become less motivated about.
I mean, let's say he's just depressed and he's trying to get relief from the depression with the pot as opposed to getting depressed because of the pot. Either way, a professional should be assessing him.
Do you think he's smoking pot before he goes to school?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so, but he does have these little escapes, like in the afternoon where he's like, he's got this like, really lame excuse to go visit a friend, like, oh, I got to pick this up for him, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you don't have to do anything for him right now, and you know. Yeah. And then he's gone for, you know, an hour, and then he comes back.
Well, I'm with Drew. Hey, look, if he's smoking pot every day of the week, then that's a different deal.
If it had no effect on him, we wouldn't be talking about this. You know what I mean? He's got at least he's depressed.
I get it.
He may be depressed unrelated to the pot.
My take on Joe from Philadelphia is that Joe doesn't get any of this. And and not, you know, he's not from L.A. with us and everyone sells pot on So it's like he felt to me like a parent from the 50s, you know, saying he had a marijuana cigarette in his shoe, you know, like that's, it felt a little bit like that to
it,
me.
It could be. You could be right. I wasn't hearing that, but you could be right.
Let's balance it, but that's fine. All right. I agree with Drew and me. Go ahead, Drew.
ZipRecruiter, hiring. Mm-hmm. Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. ZipRecruiter, they built a platform that finds the right candidates for you. They learn what you're looking for at ZipRecruiter. They identify people with the right experience and they invite them to apply to your job. They're invited. And 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate in just one day. The right candidates are there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Again, they learn what you're looking for. They identify those people with the right experience, and they invite them to apply to your job. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ADS, and you will get to try it for free. That is ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. It's a great way to find the people for your job. This platform finds the right candidates for you. ZipRecruiter.com/ADS, ZipRecruiter. They become the smartest way to hire. Find the right people with the right experience for you. Get them invited for your job. Quality candidate in just one day, 80% of the time. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
All right, let's take one more call up here for some important business. Gary, go on eBay. 5-year-old Nissan GTR. Let's get some prices.
GTR.
That's right.
Go 2013.
Or 14, that's fine.
I don't know what a GTR is, I'm sorry to say.
You're gonna, Nismo.
Awesome car.
Pete, 31, Los Angeles.
Hey, guys. Hey, Adam and Drew. Love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thanks,
I just want to say I listen to you guys every day. You guys are the best.
That's great.
Love you, Pete.
So I just wanted to ask you guys, because my cousin came out of the closet about 6 months ago, and the thing is that he's in his 40s now, and he has two kids. So it's kind of weird because he just did this to certain people in my family, and I just want to know some strategies maybe just to deal with it in a better way, because I'm a very honest person, and I don't really like to, you know, keep things from people. So I want to, you know, respect his privacy, but I also don't want to do anything bad. So
I'm confused. What would you be keeping from him?
What do you need to do?
Yeah.
I got to tell my family about me and Mike Rowe coming up, too, so I'm looking for some pointers. Oof.
I think that, like, he came out to certain people, and then he's trying to keep it from, like people that are close to me and that kind of a thing, because they might not approve.
All right, we don't have the data. Did he come out to you, yes or no?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yep.
And what are you afraid of talking to him about?
I'm not afraid of talking to him, but I just, you know, he just has a family already, so if I'm in a situation with people, I don't want to be, you know, outing him or anything like that.
Maybe you need to go back to him and go, this is very uncomfortable for me. Now I have certain people I can talk to and certain people I can't.
No? Or you could just get on with it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Pete,
there you go. Maybe
who
that's
cares?
A better.
I don't care. Like, I don't know. People spend way too much hand-wringing over this kind of stuff. Like, he came out.
Is he still married?
No, he's in the process of getting divorced.
All right. So he's finally getting honest with himself about who he is.
How old are his kids?
I think like, 8 and 10, I think, something like that.
That's a rough age, but
he is in Los Angeles. Is he in Los Angeles?
No, he's in the Midwest. Yeah.
That's trouble.
Why?
Well, you're in Los Angeles. You know, your kids could have a hard time. Like, your dad's not gay. And then my poor son, he has to get defensive. Like, well, he sucks cock once in a while.
No, he's going to marry Mike Rowe.
He's going to marry Mike Rowe. Yeah, but he's not gay.
So he says.
Yeah. Oh, no, he is gay. Now, let's get him, boys.
Yeah, you get penalized for not being gay.
That's what I'm saying.
As my daughter announced about my son, she goes, I wish one of them were gay, then I'd actually like one of them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, who wants to? I got my son's got a rap, you know what I mean? I tell him, avoid trouble. Like, if you ever head down to, like, Venice or Santa Monica or West Side, you tell him, your dad's in a loveless relationship. He's always meeting Mike Rowe at this place, and there's a La Quinta in Palm Springs.
Oh, that's where they meet.
That's where I meet.
You and he.
That's the rap.
There must be something really, some dirty job to be done there.
No, I got a dirty job for you. Condom came off.
Oh,
new dirty jobs with Mike Rowe. Where's the condom? Yeah, I meet him down at the La Quinta over there.
I get it.
That's what I do. We go down for the Dinosaur Classic every year.
I'm just once a year, you and him?
Well, the Dinosaur Classic is only once.
You don't never miss that.
Yeah, we're there at least for the Dinosaur Classic. Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of other stuff.
Goes without saying. A lot of other stuff.
We meet at Sonny Bono's restaurant.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's going to be missed.
How to marry. Mm-hmm. TheraWorks Relief, everybody. If you're one of the millions who suffer from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, we have now relief without medication. I cannot emphasize this enough. It's a great product. You can relieve muscle cramps without taking a pill. It's really the first time we've had an option like this. TheraWorks Relief with an X, TheraWorks with an X Relief. It's a topical foam, been clinically proven to relieve muscle cramps, and it does so quickly. And if you use it daily, a couple times a day, it prevents the muscle cramps. So check that out. Don't need a prescription, minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, works. It's been shown in many different environments to be effective. It's actually improved muscle performance in collegiate athletes. Been used in the past as an anti-infective agent. So there's tons of clinical experience of people using it on their body for long periods of time with no adverse effect. You can get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies. Or just go to TheraWorksRelief.com. That's with an X, T-H-E-R-A, works, W-O-R-X, relief.com. Speak to your pharmacist. You'll see that the pharmacist is as enthusiastic as I am about muscle relief, muscle cramp relief from TheraWorks Relief without the use of a pill. Relief for muscle cramps. See it for yourself.
Looks like we can get a GTR from the mid-60s, Dr. Okay. Dre. It's not the 50s.
Okay.
I mean, that's a 2014.
Can you put a picture up there so I can image what can figure out what the car looks like? And maybe I do know what it is. I just didn't know what it's called or something.
You don't see tons of them around.
Yeah.
They're very jamp. He'll find you a better picture. Find one in like white or
I may have thought that was something else.
It's a good looking car. It's better. It's a better performance car than it even is a good looking car.
It looks like
a good looking car.
An A5 kind of.
Right? A little. They all the computer shaping them all kind of the same.
Yeah.
Now. But a lot of performance. A lot of performance. That bad boy. Yeah. All right, let's see.
Is that a Lexus kind of car, too? Or the other one. What's the
Nissan?
What's the Nissan high-end
Infiniti.
Thing? Infiniti. Is it an Infiniti type thing? Or,
nope.
No.
That's why.
Really Nissan. All right.
Continues the word Nissan.
Just asking.
Let's see. It was line 5, Carol. Is that her?
Yeah, she just dropped. I just got the message myself.
That's all right. We'll get over it. Drew, so you're talking to millennials.
Yeah.
What are you learning?
Well, I want to bring it up tomorrow, actually, tomorrow's show.
Give us a preview.
I'm going to tell you. I've convinced myself they all have the Dunning-Kruger syndrome.
Mm.
Remember Dunning-Kruger? I brought it up before over the years.
That's when your scrotum encounters cold water and it pulls up.
No, that's cremasteric response. That's cremasteric effect.
What about
Darto's tunic is with the thick sheath that makes the wrinkly thing in your testicles that your testicles surrounded
so
by.
Saying it's
these
that.
Boys are not impressed with your vocabulary. They seem unfazed by Darto's tunic and cremasteric response.
Mm.
Yeah,
Darto's
I guess that's
tunic
a good thing. They imagine a lot from you, Adam. I'm talking about the Dunning-Kruger effect. It's worth your taking a look at. I think Dunning-Kruger and the imposter effect is the opposite of the Dunning-Kruger effect. And people like me have the imposter effect, and people like millennials have Dunning-Kruger syndrome, I believe.
Now, for me, all I know is I'm hot, but I don't know it. But I don't other than that, I don't know any of the official particulars. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, I'm hot because I don't know it is really.
You were
really
a tomboy when you were growing up.
Oh,
you're challenged to be
I couldn't get
modeling.
A date for the prom.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, then we'll talk about all that in the next show.
Yeah, I will.
I want to know all about that. Yeah, First, I'll tell you about him. 66% of men start losing their hair by age 35. ForHims.com. One-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, and more. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat that hair loss. Generic equivalents of name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No gas station countertop supplements. No siree, Bob Dixie. No waiting room or awkward doctor visits. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for $5 while supplies last. It would cost you hundreds if you went to the pharmacy. See website for full details. So what do? ForHims.com/ADS, ForHims.com/ADS, ForHims.com/ADS.
You know, I've looked at the stuff they have there, and it's pretty standard, you know, well-established products.
Yeah, and again, if you were like me, maybe back in the day you didn't have insurance, you'd want to go to the doctor's office, you didn't want to wait in line, why not take advantage? Why not? It's 2018, four hymns. Saturday, Aladdin Theater, second show, still tickets for the second show. First show sold out, filming my first special. It's been a long time coming, so come on out and say hi to that. And then the Moore Theater coming up September 13th. We're doing a live podcast there and a cruise and everything else. Chassis, pre-order. I'm very proud of Uppity at chassis, chassy.com. What do you got there?
Go to doctor.com. Got everything there. Look me out on your mom's house. Look for us, the Ben Shapiro Sunday show. Look for me. We have a caller show going on Doctor Podcast now.
You can also do me a favor. Go to podcastone.com. Click on the survey banner. Take a quick survey. It's good for us. It's good for what ails you. It's good juju. Podcastone.com. Click survey banner. Until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.